looking into it.
Would the Senate Rules Committee please come to order? We have in front of us on April 27th, 28th, at about 11:45 in Betty's room. The presence of Senators Ellis, Miller, Kelly, and Pierce are noted for House Bill 61, an act relating to an exemption from the requirement for payment for overtime under an airline industry. Senator Pierce.
Move to report.
Any objection? That objection so reported. Committee substitute for House Bill number 101, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the mailing requirements that must be followed by the Commissioner of Commerce to involuntary dissolve. Senator Pierce.
Senator, can we hold this one for at least a day, please?
Okay. Next meeting. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 4, Finance, an act relating to victims' rights and establishing an Office of Victim Rights in the legislative branch, I believe, and rules of evidence. Senator Pierce.
I will make this motion, but what is the final fiscal note on this? Amount-wise, please.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pierce, for the record, I'm Brett Huber, staff, Senator Halford. Actually, the finance version transfers the new office to the Department of Public Safety. We just received the fiscal note from Public Safety. There's a delayed effective date in the bill. Allows them to begin the process of purchasing equipment and readying the offices for the new victims advocate in FY00, and then staff and begin operations in 01. I believe it's $70,000 or $73,000 in 00, $450,000 in the out years, and the funding source is the pool of ineligible dividend recipients that are incarcerated.
So it's no longer the legislative branch.
Correct.
Move to report.
Okay, is there objection? Without objection, the bill is reported. That concludes the rules business today.